I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rescuers race against the cold in rural northwest China, searching for survivors of Monday's deadly earthquake. The 6.2 magnitude quake hit Gansu province just before midnight, killing at least 127 people in one of China's poorest regions. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China tells us,
Gansu is one of the challenging provinces for Christians because it is heavily populated with Muslims.
Bibles for China partners with rural Chinese churches by providing free Bibles to local believers. Thankfully, none of the church partners were directly affected by the quake, so they're available to help those in need.
There definitely is an opportunity for the church here to be salt and light in the midst of all of this.
Ask God to help the rescuers find survivors before it's too late.
It's a very dire situation for those who are in the epicenter where buildings have collapsed on and around them. It's unusually cold for this time of year in this province, and definitely a time for those who can't do anything practically to be in prayer.
And brothers Doug and Brad Hutchcraft cover a little bit of everything in their podcast, Go Mad with Doug and Brad. Doug Hutchcraft serves as Ron Hutchcraft Ministries Executive Director and Chief Creative Officer and remembers his dad Ron's call for him and his brother to make a difference.
Actually, he was saying, go make a difference. Go and be Jesus' ambassador and be light and salt to everybody that you're going to meet today.
In their podcast, Doug and Brad chat about how Christians are daily ambassadors for Christ.
You're always having some effect on the people around you.
We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.